This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
As the nation grieves a series of mass shootings, actor Matthew McConaughey, who grew up in Uvalde, Texas, says lawmakers need to find a middle ground on gun legislation.
Because I promise you, America, you and me, we are not as divided as we are being told we are.
Tomorrow night in prime time, the House committee investigating the January 6th attack on the U.S. Capitol will reveal what it's learned so far. The AP's Mike Gracia.
British filmmaker Nick Quested, who was documenting the far-right extremist group Proud Boys on January 6, 2021, tells the Associated Press he will be among the first witnesses to testify at Thursday's primetime hearing before the House panel investigating the Capitol riot. Not only was Quested present for some of the most extraordinary events of that day, he also filmed then-Proud Boys leader Henry Enrique Tarrio the night before, when Tarrio met with Elmer Stuart Rhodes, the founder and leader of the Oath Keepers extremist group.
Former Olympic gymnasts, including gold medalist Simone Biles, are among dozens of assault victims seeking more than $1 billion from the FBI for failing to stop sports doctor Larry Nassar. The AP's Julie Walker.
There's no dispute FBI agents in 2015 knew that Nassar was accused of molesting gymnasts, but the agents failed to act, leaving Nassar free to continue to target young women and girls for more than a year. The approximately 90 claimants include Olympic gold medalist Biles, Allie Raisman, and Michaela Maroney. The FBI declined to comment in April when a smaller batch of claims was filed, referring instead to Director Christopher Wray's remarks to Congress last year, where he apologized and called the failure inexcusable.
Ukrainian forces battling Russian troops in the key city of Severodonetsk appear on the verge of retreat. This is AP News. Fans are remembering Jim Seals. Seals and Crofts had some of the biggest hits in the 1970s. The AP's Margie Zarletta has this.
Musician Jim Seals of the group Seals and Crofts has died at the age of 80. Details of his death were not given.
Summer Breeze.
Jim Seals was the one with the cap. Together with Dash Crofts, they had a string of hits in the 1970s, including Summer Breeze, Diamond Girl, Get Closer, and We May Never Pass This Way Again.
Darling, if you want me to.
They broke up in 1980, but had brief reunions in the early 1990s and in 2004. Seals and Crofts met while playing in another band. They were both in The Champs. That's Seals on sax and Crofts on drums. I'm Archie Zarletta.
Foo Fighters will honor the rock band's late drummer Taylor Hawkins with a pair of tribute concerts in September, one in London and the other in Los Angeles. Lineups for each show will be announced later. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.